hits on Radio U. This week is crazy. Like, it is crazy. Yesterday, we talked to XXI.
They're a new band here to Radio U. Today, Family Force 5.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow, we should be checking with Truslow. They're coming in to talk about their time in South Korea.
Uh-huh.
And then Friday, we've got David from 4 Today. He's stopping in while they're on tour because Friday is a New Music Friday for your chance to win their new album.
Crazy stuff. But on the phone right now, not to glance over them in any way, is the aforementioned Chapstick of Family Force 5. Good morning, sir.
Hey, I was worried about this glance. I thought I was going to go glance over.
No, never, ever, ever.
Well, I mean, even if we glanced over, we're going to glance back.
It's true. We're just commenting. It's a very, very busy week, but obviously very glad to have Family Force 5 a part of the busy week.
Yeah. Well, thank you, guys. We are honored. Sounds like a good busy week. I like some of these bands you're talking about, so.
Well, we only play the good stuff, just to be clear.
Yeah.
That is how that works.
Yeah, so, Chapstick, how are you, man?
I am doing awesome. Yeah. I love making music, and we're making a lot of it right now. It makes me excited. So
are you still in studio doing stuff with the remix album, or is that like completely ready to go and done, or what are you guys still doing?
Man, that's over and done with. In our minds, we're moving on. We're making new music for
a new
record.
Okay.
So, but not to glance over that.
Well, glance back.
Let's glance back because the remix record is going to be really fun and really awesome. It's called Time Still Stands. And, man, I'm pumped about it. Some of the remix artists we got to work with are just insanely talented and really amazing. And some of those songs rule. And we're making other songs that we think rule, too. And it's just a fun time.
Good. Well, the remix album will be out November 6th.
You come to the right place.
Yes. That is it.
So, Chapstick, let's talk about some of these remix artists. Like, who are some of the people that you've picked?
Well, there's this dude named Nico who goes by Smile Future. And we've used him a couple times in the past. And every time we do, people are like, that one's my favorite. And so we reached out to Nico and brought him back for the attack. He did the Let It Be Love remix, which is just killer. It's very festival EDM, you know, like a huge anthemic kind of vibe. We have this awesome dude from the ATL named Dirty Rice who remixed Berserk or BZRK.
Uh-huh.
Totally destroyed it. It's like trap, you know, it's kind of ghetto. Very fun stuff. And man, the one for Glow in the Dark is just blowing my mind right now. It feels very like Diplo or just super, it's like a chill banger, and the guy, I don't even know the correct pronunciation, it's like Great Ashoda.
Come on, Chapstick, you sounded great, okay? You really sold it. You sounded great.
Well, thank you. But it's fun. Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff on there, and then a couple, you know, originals that we really like that were coming out as special features, so. Just a fun time. Thanks for asking, guys.
No problem. We always appreciate you guys doing remixes because it kind of fluctuates. Sometimes more of our bands will do remix projects, and then sometimes less of our bands will. But we always appreciate it. It always brings some, I don't know, just another look at the song that you originally loved. But then it's another take and another look at it in a different way. So we always love remix projects.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We do, too. I like to dance. So.
I'm a big fan.
None of us that we like to dance. We like to listen to it. It's very, very good.
I'm a big fan of remix projects that feature artists I can't pronounce.
Oh, good call. The remix is done by it?
Yeah, because I got to tell you right now, like when you're telling me that you have found a guy that's so good at what he does that it takes research just to approach him and speak his name.
Dude, I want you to look at his name and tell me how to say it. It's like Grape Soda is what I thought it was, but it's got like grape-ish. Soda.
Look,
it's
wait,
weird.
No, wait, Chapstick, don't take this as a bad thing. I'm literally saying that I feel like when you tell me there's a guy on the album whose name you can't pronounce, here's the image. I see you in like a Batman Begins situation. Like you're climbing up the side of this mountain in Tibet, like far off in a land where you finally get to the top and shrouded in mystery is a guy with some turntables and you approach him and the final test is you must say his name.
Yes, correctly to get in.
You found me out. That's exactly how it happened.
That's amazing. I don't, if that's not how it happened, please don't tell me. I want to live with that illusion.
Yeah, no, it's you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, it's hard too, because especially like if you're in radio or if you're in other bands, you know, we don't always to be like, oh, and how do you say your name? You know, you try to just play it off like, yeah, that's how, of course, you say it. It's got grape in it, sure.
Yeah, these remix artists can get away with anything. You know, they'll just be like, oh, yeah, I'm from some country you've never heard of. And you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Great.
It just works.
So you guys have been in the studio for the last couple of weeks, but you should be, like, tour still stands should be starting soon, right?
Oh, man, we're busy bees. We're gearing up for the tour stand still. Very excited. Starts a couple weeks, man. We got to get ready for this thing. But, yeah, we got busting out a whole bunch of old stuff and playing some brand new stuff nobody's ever even heard, which is going to be really fun. And Crouton, you know, has always picked out our outfits and did a great job. They're looking pretty smooth, pretty sweet, and dude, it's just going to be awesome. We're really excited, and if I'm not mistaken, we're coming near you guys, right?
You are.
For Radio U Ohio, for Radio U Columbus, that will be on
October 27th.
Tuesday, October 27th, Family Force 5 with Graceful Closure. That'll be at the A&R Music Bar. For the new tour and stuff, since you guys have done so many tours, do you still have to do rehearsals and stuff before the tour starts? Or does it take not too long to get ready?
No, I mean, we definitely, we won't necessarily sit there and practice Love Addict a billion times. Mm-hmm. Play that like 5 billion times. But when we're touring, we like to always do something different and new. So some of the songs that we've been playing forever, we might play different ways, or we might incorporate some of these remixes into them, or like I mentioned, we're playing a couple songs we've never played before that we definitely have to rehearse for, otherwise it'll be a train wreck. So yes, we will, we'll be getting onto each other, and sometimes it's really funny. Just we're like going back through songs, and we're like, "No, dude, I can't even remember how we recorded this. Yeah. How do we play this?"
You know, so you gotta
get the old tracks out and listen to them, you know.
Well, we're talking to Chapstick from Family Force 5, where he is trying to remember how on this earth they even do what they do as they get ready for tour.
I didn't quite get that, but yes.
It sounds to me
is
like
that how you got it?
It sounded to me like he's lost his touch. That's what I felt like he was saying.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I'm actually, like, as we speak, I'm making a radio or a little jingle for a Zaxby's commercial. So I kind of have lost touch with how we do it with Family Force 5. It's like the complete...
So now, wait, you're doing a jingle for what?
For Zaxby's. Do you guys have that up there?
Is it a restaurant?
Yeah, it's like it's a chicken restaurant.
No, we don't. We don't have any of those where we're at. No, it's Zaxby's. So that's awesome.
You don't have Zax sauce, huh? Man, you guys are missing out. It's good stuff.
What's the other southern one that we always, Bojangles?
Oh, Bojangles,
we
man.
We don't have those
no Bojangles.
Either. No Bojangles.
Yeah, they're pretty comparable, although Bojangles has got a little more southern flair to it. Zaxby's is, you know, it's a little bit less, like, southern.
Gotcha.
Bojangles is like, you got some biscuits, man. You know, you can get a salad at Zaxby's. So
no. The only kind of salad they have at Bojangles is the kind that's been covered in biscuit and fried.
Yeah, the gravy salad.
That's exactly right, dude. That's
and then
exactly
dipped
right.
in sweet tea, of course.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Well, if you're in the land of Zaxby's, then you could always in the future, if you're like, hey, that sounds like Family Force 5 sound.
It might
well, maybe
be.
That's that.
That's right. They're stealing all our good beats.
You know they are, dude. They have a dancing chicken that'll blow your mind.
That's right.
So, well, Chapstick, it's been really good talking to you, man. I'm glad. I'm excited to hear new stuff. And you know what? I'm excited. I'm coming to your show. Like, I'm really looking forward to it.
Are you on the record?
Oh.
For sure you're going?
No, I'm going.
You're on the
like,
record.
It's, like,
okay.
It's a done deal. Like, I'm going to that show.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. If I'm not mistaken, that is the same venue where we played our after party when we did the zombie music video.
That is,
so,
yeah.
We actually are familiar with it and love that place. And, man, anytime you guys come, it's just an extra special treat. So, thank you. That's very, very cool of you.
Well, we look forward to it, man. So, look, you, you know, tell your friends to have a good time on the record stuff. And
I will.
And we'll look forward to seeing you face-to-face really soon.
Absolutely. Sounds great. I don't know if I can say it in that accent, but I'll try.
You can do it.
My friends say, have a good time looking on the record.
Yeah, no. He always says, tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
A little bit more smoky. You need to have that sound with it.
Good New York grandma. I like
yes,
it.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, very much so.
I'll tell her you said that.